Superstorm Sandy's devastation brought renewed attention to concerns about sea level rise. But flooding has long been a problem inland, where some properties flood time and time again. Let's take a closer look with New Jersey Public Radio and NJ Spotlight reporter Scott Gurian. Scott, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks for having me back.
Now, that term for flooding time and time again is repetitive loss. And what does that refer to in this case?
So according to FEMA, a repetitive loss property is one that's flooded on two or more occasions where the cost of the repairs averages, equals, or exceeds a quarter of the structure's pre-flood market value. And of that, there's a subset called severe repetitive loss. These are the worst of the worst case properties. And the federal government's looked at these and said something needs to be done about it.
In part because there's a very compelling disparity between the payout to homes that are devastated once versus those that file for repeat claims.
That's correct. According to a federal study from a few years back, these repetitive loss properties account for just 1% of all National Flood Insurance Program insured properties, yet they're responsible for 25 to 30% of all claims nationwide. So, you know, the thinking is if we could take steps to address these worst of the worst properties on this list, you know, we might be able to save a ton of money while also making enormous strides to protect people's lives and their property.
I understand one of the worst parts of New Jersey for this kind of repetitive damage is in Westwood, Bergen County.
That's right. In, you know, the nearly 2 years since Sandy, we've heard a lot about the plight of homeowners along the coast whose homes were damaged or swept out to sea. But, you know, historically, much of this recurrent flooding in the state has occurred in inland areas that are, you know, located nowhere near the beaches or the boardwalks of the Jersey Shore. I had an opportunity to speak with Westwood resident Leslie Bisdale.
It's not a fun position to think of yourself, you know, on the public dole. You know, why don't you just move? Well, I would if I could. I would love to move.
Scott, get back to her comment about perceiving herself to be on the public dole.
Well, again, Leslie, like most people who live in these vulnerable areas, they have federal flood insurance. Basically, they pay into this program. And if they flood time after time, if they have severe flooding where, you know, the flooding, the cost to repair the flooding is more than half the home's value, then they'll be required to elevate their homes to take other steps like that. But the problem is if they have repetitive flooding it doesn't matter how many times over many years, if it's just a little bit each time, then they could basically rebuild the same way in the same place, even if those claims could in some cases add up to thousands or even hundreds of thousands of dollars more than the homes are worth.
So what are some possible solutions that are being bandied about? I understand elevating homes is obviously one of them.
Elevating homes. We're also looking at, you know, buyouts of homes in some of these vulnerable areas. I spoke, for example, to Mayor Christopher Vergano in the township of Wayne, which has had some of the worst of the flooding, on the efforts by FEMA to conduct property acquisitions in his town.
FEMA has found it's more effective for us to purchase the homes than for them to pay out, you know, millions of dollars in damages during a flood. So we're probably the most successful town in the state of New Jersey when it comes to buyouts.
But it would take millions and millions and millions of dollars to address the problem statewide.
Yeah, it's true. It's an enormous problem. Buyouts are very expensive, especially in parts of New Jersey where you're looking at just real estate values, particularly along the coast and some of these inland areas as well, up in Bergen County where, you know, homes are $400,000, even $500,000 a piece, and you have, you know, millions of dollars, and it's not going to go very far in the end. For example, in the town of Westwood, where Leslie Bisdale lives, I spoke to the mayor, John Berkner, and he was frustrated that his town got $2 million and was only able to purchase four homes with that money.
If that $2 million were spent, we probably could have cleaned the whole darn brook, which would have had a more of an immediate effect and impact on the neighborhoods than the purchasing of four houses. We probably could have elevated 50 houses for that money.
Scott, no easy answers. And to the extent that the problem is due to, in part, overdevelopment, erosion of wetlands, and perhaps increasing frequency of heavy rainfall and storms, is there a consensus on how to proceed next?
Experts I spoke to, environmentalists, flooding experts, they said, again, there was no simple solution. We just need to continue Elevating homes, dedicating money for buyouts. It's going to take a long time, and we're probably never going to be able to totally solve the problem, but we just need to continue making gradual progress and make sure that going forward that we don't build more homes in these sensitive areas.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
That's New Jersey Public Radio and NJ Spotlight reporter Scott Gurian on Newsworks Tonight.